This is Ozarks at Large. Earlier this year, we talked to Brendan O'Connell, an artist who has become known for painting images he sees inside Walmart stores. He's also an organizer of a national event to encourage hundreds of thousands of school-aged children to create art. Every Artist Live officially launched last week with an ambitious goal of having more than 300,000 children create art on a single day. Schools in several states, including Arkansas, Texas, Georgia, and New York, signed on for the first year. And in Northwest Arkansas alone, more than 40,000 young artists accepted the challenge of creating an artistic interpretation of gratitude.
Yes, hold on. Yes, ma'am.
How many sixth graders? 364?
About 350, 360, yep.
360?
Yep.
Thursday afternoon, every sixth grade class at McNair Middle School in Fayetteville marched into the school gym, and each student placed a small square of art on the floor.
All right, you guys, line them up right here, starting right there. See how there's a little bit of a space around them? Line it up with the one above it.
The Every Artist concept began with an experiment last year when Brendan O'Connell, Walmart, the Walmart Museum, Downtown Bentonville Incorporated, and the Bentonville School District teamed up. More than 8,500 elementary school students in Bentonville made art on that day. Alan Drano, the director of the Walmart Museum in Bentonville, says last week's first ever Every Artist Live event was like that Bentonville experiment a year ago, just larger.
It's similar to what we did last year with the Bentonville School District, where all of the kids came into the indoor football field and laid it down on the floor, and it was just amazing when you see it coming together. That's why I think somebody's doing a little time-lapse photography. You just see it building and building, and just the differences between the pieces. You'll pick one up, and it'll say one thing. You'll pick another one, it says something completely different, and it's just a wonderful thing to see.
By the time last Thursday that McNair Middle School started its parade of art, Alan had already been to other schools in the area to see their artwork. Each student participating was given the one-word theme of gratitude to use as inspiration.
One kid had just a rainbow of colors, and we said, well, what was that about? He said, well, because the world has color in it, and without color, the world would not be as loving. And I said, wow, that's great. We had a lot of kids that had pictures of the world because they're grateful for the world. Another student had picture and said food, and I said, what's that about? And she said, well, because without food we don't live, we can't live.
The McNair Assembly attracted photographers from local newspapers and interested observers from the school district. Rebecca Payton helped coordinate the school's participation. She teaches a sixth grade economics class called 21st Century Skills. And when she looked at the more than 300 images created by her students, she was impressed by the variety of subjects.
Well, they seem to be very grateful for their friends. They seem to be very grateful for their families, for the earth. They're grateful for freedom, and the American flag seems to be represented a great deal. They also have a lot of symbols of gaming, like football and basketball and baseball, Subway, the Razorbacks. So it's a large variety of things that they're grateful for.
Every sixth grader at the school contributed to the colorful collage that was assembled on the gym floor. Odds are that out of 300-plus students, some might be reluctant to participate because they felt their art might not be good enough.
Yes, and for the ones who felt like they didn't do very well at art, they asked if they could do words and decorate the words. But, you know, words are art, and calligraphy is an ancient art form. So we sort of talked about how you can make letters and words and handwriting into art, so they had an alternative avenue of expression.
After photographs were taken at each school of that school's collection of art, each image was gathered and scanned. Alan Drano with the Walmart Museum, one of the sponsors of the Every Artist Live event, says all of the local pieces will be on display next month at some pretty prominent locations throughout Northwest Arkansas.
And the artwork will then, during the month of December, be installed throughout Northwest Arkansas at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, at the Walton Arts Center along the Razorback Greenway, at the Jones Center for Families in Springdale, at the Walmart Museum on the Square in Bentonville, and it'll all culminate in a celebration on January 11th at the Jones Center for Families, where we'll have all of the art in one place. The other locations will have different mixes of the art, but each place will make a different a different sort of statement.
He says which piece will go where will be decided by a random process. But whether a visitor is at Crystal Bridges or along the trail system called the Razorback Greenway, they'll see images of gratitude, and some of them with subjects that are a bit unexpected. Among the art at McNair Middle School were pieces dedicated to the concept of time and one dedicated to spoons. Again, Rebecca Payton, who teaches 21st century skills at McNair Middle School.
Well, in 21st century, we talk a lot about how a lot of people don't have the luxuries that we have. And so spoons are something that you don't see in the slums of Mumbai, and they've seen pictures. And so, you know, to be grateful for the extras that we have that make life easier. And then time is something that we talk about as being the most valuable of all resources and non-renewable. And they have a tremendous amount of free time that we hope that they value, and they enjoy the free time that they have with their parents, which is really scarce.
Place it slowly, it'll slide. We got a lot of wax on this floor.
You'll be able to see all the artwork from Northwest Arkansas throughout the region and at the Jones Center in Springdale on January 11th. And you can learn more about the project at everyartist.me.